Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
So the other day I was biking right on this road. In fact, I took a right-hand turn right here, and about right here, I hit a piece of glass or something, because sure enough, I rode about another 100 feet and the flat tire happened. And I had to get out, and when you're biking and you get a flat tire, you have in the back of your seat, you have a little bag, and I don't even know what the right term is, but you have this bag with a tire inner tube and a CO2 cartridge and tire levers. In other words, you plan that you're going to fail. Isn't that interesting? Hold on, this is a good thought here. Isn't it interesting that if you want to be a successful cyclist, you have to plan that you're going to fail? And therefore, that's why you put a tire repair kit in the back of your bag. What if we did that in life? What if we actually trained ourselves that if I want to be a successful entrepreneur, I am going to plan to fail? Now, I get it. We live in a world today that doesn't want any failure. We give trophies for participation. We basically tell kids from a young age that, hey, you know, don't fail. If you get a fail grade on your test, just all these things. Now you can make up your tests and get correct in returns. I mean, listen, I know there's different thoughts, there's different strategies and philosophies, and I'm not a teacher, and I love all the teachers out there. So if you're a teacher, thank you very much. But I know that a lot of times we are not training kids to fail. In fact, we're trying to insulate and isolate them from any failure whatsoever. And yet failure is the exact pathway to ultimate success. It's the times in life that I failed. I tell people often that the area of your deepest wound is often the area of your greatest impact, or the area of your deepest struggle, or the area of your deepest failure is often the area of your biggest success. So, if we want to be entrepreneurs, if we want to be people of faith, people of business, champions, athletes, you name it, if we want to be part of a winning team, we have to take the preparation that failure is a good thing. I know it sounds so crazy, but I often coach people and they say, well, Carrie, I just don't want to fail, or I have fear of failure. And the reality is, as long as you have fear of failure, you will fail, ultimately. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Be a soul on fire today, and be somebody who literally gives yourself permission to fail. Subscribe, share, and I would love to hear some failures that you have below. Because trust me, I've had many, many rejections in life, many failures, and that is why so many things are going well now. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.